Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 11 of the All Points Road Trip podcast. I am Lacey Lee Elliott, and today is the first podcast for 2019. A little bit of change of format. I appreciate all of your constructive feedback. And over the holidays, I've decided to change the format a little bit of the podcast. First, my intention is to motivate and inspire you guys through some personal stories, as well as some life lessons that I've learned over the years. And I got kind of stuck trying to create content every week for something really specific and kind of lost sight on the fact that I'm telling a story. I am telling a story and being my authentic self, and in trying to create content, some of it was feeling kind of fake, to be honest. I also found, if you guys are following me on social media and on YouTube, my YouTube videos are so far behind. If you just follow me on YouTube, you will think that I am still in my RV in Canada. And that is not a fact. If you're joining me, I have driven my 26-foot Grand Design Imagine travel trailer from Vancouver, Canada, down through the United States. And I am currently in Mazatlan, Mexico. Actually, I am in La Isla de la Piedra, which I believe loosely translates into Stone Island, south of Mazatlan, in an RV park. And by trying to put out content every week and have a theme and have specific topics, I was falling behind in my podcast too. And that just kind of sucks, because it's really easy for me to just set up a microphone and talk. I am going to continue doing weekly podcasts, but not so regimented. When I have a story to tell or something inspires me, that's when I'm going to get on my microphone and let you guys know what's going on. And what happened recently was New Year's Eve. I was out and about, and I was having such a great time. I was actually back at the RV park before midnight, and I did manage to see some of the fireworks. But I was looking through photos the next day, and I was a little disappointed that I hadn't gone out and done something crazy for New Year's Eve in Mazatlan. But I really had a phenomenal time. And there was a picture of me that I had someone take, and it is the thumbnail for this podcast on all of my social media channels. And I've labeled it "Dare to Live the Life You've Always Wanted." Because I looked at this photo and I realized, as simple and easy and laid back as my evening was for New Year's Eve, it was everything I ever imagined it to be. I'm in another country. I had an amazing dinner with some people I met at the RV park. It is warm here, and I'm healthy. I'm happy. And really, I'm living the life that I've always wanted. And I just wanted to share with you guys today that little piece of simple joy and simple happiness that I experienced that night without champagne or loud music or anything crazy. I really was just living the dream and living this great life. I want to tell you guys two really important tips that I've learned for those of you that also want to get out of your box and live the life of your dreams. And I know you've probably heard these two things before, but I'm hoping that maybe something in the way that I say it, something will click with you and you'll hear it and you'll take a tiny step in a little direction to get closer to your goals and closer to your dreams and closer to things that just really make you happy. The first tip is you need to stop being afraid to fail. And this is not easy, trust me, because I'm sitting here in Mexico and actually woke up this morning almost feeling I was having an anxiety attack because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm down here now and this is fantastic, but what's next? I want to finish writing my book. I want to work on doing more blogs. I want to start creating some income so that I can continue to live in the RV and travel. And I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And I actually had all these plans before I came down here. And I've been so caught up on vacationing and relaxing and meditating and doing journaling that the five things I had committed to doing, I've not done one of them. And I feel like a failure. And the problem is we view failure as bad. We live in a society where second place is not good enough. I am working on reprogramming that thought and the idea that failing means I need to step back and look at, what did I learn? What can I do differently next time? And it's not easy, because I'm still surrounded by that feeling of failure and I didn't do what I said I was going to do, but I can't change the past. That is what has given me my depression, is worrying about the mistakes and the failures and the fuck-ups in the past, and I need to let that go. Take a deep breath and look at it and go, what did I learn? How can I be better? And that is my advice to you. That's the first piece of advice. Don't be afraid to fail. My second piece of advice is to stop giving a fuck about what others think. And this is probably the hardest piece. Subconsciously, I care way too much about other people's opinions, and I know that. I know that. And I struggle every day to get up and make choices just for me, not for my mom, not for my employer, not for the people that make the shitty comments on social media, but for me. And I know if you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have a great idea. You have some big dreams, some big goals, and you share them with somebody, whether it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, or just some random person. And suddenly, they tell you your idea is stupid, or it's not going to work, or, oh my God. And you get this self-doubt in your head. You get this tiny little seed of self-doubt that somebody else has put in your head that wasn't there before. And it stops us. It stops us because most of us do care what other people think. And I think that we need to put a little bit of a balance on that. I think it's important to care, but not let it affect you. Thank you so much for your opinion, but I don't fucking care. And trust me, I know that is easier said than done. I am constantly hearing from people around me that what I'm doing is insane. They would never do it. Well, guess what? You're not me. You are not me. This is my life. And that is what I encourage you, and hopefully I can inspire you to do. The more you follow my journey and the more you hear me speak, is to just take a deep breath. And maybe don't have to verbalize it out loud, but when someone gives you their opinion and it goes against what you want to do, it goes against your dreams, just shrug it off. Fuck it. And again, I know this is easier said than done, because we have grown up in a society where it's polite to listen to other people. It's the right thing to do to listen to our teachers, our bosses, our parents, our siblings. We need to be respectful of what other people think. But the problem is that in that respect and what we've been taught, we have forgotten how to listen to the voice in our own heads. We have forgotten how to listen to our instincts and our feelings, because we're trying to make everybody else happy. And believe you me, I am fucking struggling with this right now. I am in this beautiful place. I am moving forward. And I have so many of you that are telling me I'm brave and I've inspired you. And then I have a day like today where I think, what the fuck am I doing? I had one comment on social media that was kind of negative, and it's created this whole overwhelming feeling of doubt and insecurity. And within minutes of recording this podcast, these feelings went away, because I know at the end of the day, this is my life to live. This is your life to live and nobody else's. I hope wherever you are, you had an amazing 2019. And I want to say thank you for all of your support last year with my health problems and my personal problems and everything. I honestly could not have done it without you. The feedback, the comments, the support, the love was amazing. And I really thank you. Wherever you guys are, whatever you are doing, I hope for 2019 you will figure out how you can dare to live the life that you've always wanted. Because trust me, when you take these small steps, when you stop letting other people put self-doubt in your mind and you stop feeling failure and you take a small step in the right direction, it feels so good. And I would love for every one of you listening to this to just feel that for a brief moment, because that feeling is what is propelling me forward and what is pushing me forward and is helping me to continue to do the things I'm doing and be the person that I'm being and the person that is sharing my story, sharing my struggles, my journey, my adventure, and inspiring you guys to do the same. One small step in any direction is better than no step at all. I might butcher this because I have learned very quickly. My Spanish is awful. Feliz Año Nuevo. Feliz Año, everybody. Happy New Year.